Matt Ryan here, joined on the phone by Melissa Livingstone. Melissa, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Thank you, and thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well. So I want to ask you about your new tune, Horses Back. This is a great song. Tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind this and how the writing process and how this song kind of came to be.
I was in a co-write with two of my friends. So we're all women, and we were talking about how sometimes it feels like we're overlooked a little bit in the industry because it is a male-dominated industry and things are changing, which is great. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to write a song kind of like empowerment to especially women, but anyone who's feeling a little bit like they are restricted or they don't have the voice that they want to. So this song kind of just like, you know, the saying, hold your horses.
Right, yeah.
This is the opposite of that. So we don't want to hold our horses. We want to run free. We want to be resilient. And I think it's a great song, especially going into 2025 and just chasing goals and pushing down doors.
For sure. As very well said. It's a great song. And I'm curious, have you had an opportunity to play this one live? And if so, kind of what's the feedback you've been getting on this one? If you had an opportunity to play this one live?
Couple times where I've been able to play acoustically, but not with a full band yet. But I always tell the story of how I wrote it and what it means before I played acoustically, like at a writer's round.
For sure.
And people love this song. They have always come up to me afterwards and they're like, that's such a great song. And you can always see people singing along with it once they get a little bit of the chorus going with them. So yeah, it's been really good.
Very cool. That's awesome to hear. Again, joined right now by Melissa Livingstone. Melissa, what's kind of looking ahead here to 2025? What's on the way for me here this year? Continuing to songwrite? Have you started planning kind of shows for the summer? What's kind of 2025 looking like for you here in the early stages of the new year?
Obviously, still writing all the time. So lots of co-writes down here in Nashville. And then I will be planning a tour for the summer. I always try to come back to Canada and play all the time. So I'll be probably doing BC, Alberta, maybe some of the middle provinces as well. And then I'll try my best to get to Ontario. I know a lot of people have been asking me to go to Ontario for a long time. So working on booking all those summer dates and also planning some stuff down here in the States as well. So just working on all that.
Very cool. A lot of exciting things from you. And you live now in Nashville. How's that been going for you? And how's the weather been in Nashville? It's been cold the last little bit. I know Nashville got some snow not that long ago, but how's the weather? How's Nashville treating you?
It's been quite cold here, which is shocking. I don't remember it ever being this cold. So we had a snow day last week the whole city shut down. Definitely different than Canada because if it snows for days and days and days, nothing's getting shut down in Canada. So it was quite funny. But yeah, I don't know what's going on here. There's a lot of cold weather. It feels very, very cold outside. So I'm ready for it to be spring and the sun to shine.
Right.
But otherwise, no, Nashville's great. I love being here and it's very exciting being surrounded by a lot of other Canadians who down here and also are working and living down here, so it's very fun.
Canadians just have taken over Nashville, which is kind of cool. A lot of Canadians either living in Nashville or at least also visiting there quite a bit as well. I know that to be the case. I've been following the weather because I know it's been a little chilly. And here in Canada, obviously, snow falls. Well, you just power through and you make the best of the situation. But I love Nashville. I just usually don't go down there in the wintertime because I don't want to go to Nashville and see snow. I've seen enough of that at home. So, but I love it there. It's a fantastic city. Great vibe, great people, great food. If people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to with releases, shows, that kind of thing, are there social media platforms you're posting to? Because I know, I think TikTok's back now in the States. I don't know. It was gone for like 30 minutes. I think it's back now. I don't know what's going on, Melissa. But is there platforms you're posting to that people can follow along with what you're up to?
To be safe, follow me on Instagram. So it's Melissa Livingstone Music.
Yeah.
TikTok is back, but we don't really know how long or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow me on there as well, you can. It's Melissa Livingstone. You can find me on all my social media through my Instagram though. So Melissa Livingstone Music, I post all of my shows on there, all my updates for the summer and new
Awesome.
music. So that's the best place to find me. You can also find me on my website, which is just melissalivingstone.com, and I have all my information on there as well.
Very, very cool. Yeah, that was weird. I don't know. There's so many people in the States that were just like saying goodbye to everybody as if like that was the
So
end of an
funny.
era. And then like 30 minutes is like we're back. I was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know. That's just
Me neither.
ridiculous. Awesome. Melissa, we really appreciate your time. We wish you all the best and love the sound of the new tune. And I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.